I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. Police in O'Fallon are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred on early Saturday morning. Officers responded to a report of shots fired around 3:50 a.m. at the Castellon Apartments, where they found a man lying in a parking lot with a gunshot wound. The case is being treated as a homicide, and the investigation remains active. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact the O'Fallon Police Department at 636-240-3200. A 60-year-old woman was arrested after hitting a St. Charles Police Department patrol vehicle twice on Monday. Officers responded to a report of her screaming at vehicles on Mexico Road, and she had previously failed to stop for police in O'Fallon and St. Peter's. After striking the patrol car, she led officers on a chase in the St. Louis City, where tire deflation devices were used to stop her vehicle nearly an hour later. She was arrested and returned to St. Charles, with warrants being pursued by the St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. No injuries were reported. Friday night storms caused widespread damage across the area, including claiming the life of a 51-year-old St. Charles woman who lost control when her 2014 Infiniti hit a puddle of standing water, causing her vehicle to hit a concrete median and another vehicle driven by a 20-year-old woman from St. Genevieve who only received minor injuries. The driver of the Infiniti was pronounced dead at the scene. The storm also destroyed the 102.1 The River broadcast antenna. The station is still broadcasting online only at 102.1theriver.org until repairs can be completed to return the FM signal to the air within the next 1 to 3 weeks. Dutch Brothers Coffee, a rapidly growing drive-through coffee chain, will open its first St. Louis area location on Tuesday at 982 Bryan Road in O'Fallon. The Oregon-based company is also planning a second St. Louis area shop in the Metro East. Unlike traditional drive-thrus, Dutch Brothers employees take orders on tablets and deliver coffee directly to customers' cars. Now a public company with over 800 locations in 16 states, Dutch Brothers aims to expand 4,000 stores in the next 10 to 15 years. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.